Well, Kieran Maher's chasing a Geelong Cup today, and he's also eyeing off some Rich Boyles, maybe at Flemington during the carnival. Morning to you, Kieran.
Morning, Andrew.
Your team's sort of, really jumped out of the blocks last Saturday at Caulfield. I know that Set Square was good, and you had a couple of other really good performances.
Yeah, Light Up Manhattan ran fourth in the Classic, and he's a horse that we've really sort of targeted for one race, being the Derby. And I think he'll improve again, getting back to a big track and out to the Derby distance.
So obviously straight to the Derby now with the big race on Saturday week. He's obviously come through it well.
Yeah, he has. He's come through it really well. He'll do a couple of nice pieces of work next week and he should be right to go.
And he just looks a natural staying type the way he finishes off, doesn't he?
Yeah, definitely. He's really clean-winded. He's got a lovely big stride on him. And he's still sort of learning how to put it all together. We put the blinkers on him last start, and I thought it sharpened him right up. So it seems to be coming together quite well for him.
That's good. Set Square, I don't know what the latest is here with the Oaks. Is it on the agenda?
Definitely. Yeah, whether we go, the Oaks is definitely on the cards, but yep. Whether we go through the Wakeful or not, I'll just work it out. But my initial preference is to go straight to the Oaks.
And she's a filly that with that little gap between races, you can get her there nice and fit.
Yeah, she was really nice and fit going to Ballarat. She covered ground and made a sustained run from about the 700 and was able to win. And then she had all the favours at Caulfield up to the 2000, but she wouldn't have blown a candle out after the race. She's got a really solid base on her, and she's quite a natural stayer as well.
Okay, so I know at this stage, when's the late entry expected there? When do you have to pay, Kieran?
I think we paid up yesterday.
Oh, you paid up yesterday.
Okay. No, I think it's the following acceptance.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So the late entry's next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, righto. Anyway, your second pick, and the listeners know you're heading there. At this stage, you're preferring maybe not to run again.
Yeah, my initial preference was not to run again, but, she's quite bright and well this morning. So, that would sort of be sort of 3 days after a race. She would have another day. I was just going to see how she was this week, and that would sort of give me an indication on whether there would be a likelihood of me backing her up. But, yeah, initially, not to. Just go straight in.
Yep, okay. And, mate, the other one was out of the first race, the lightly raced Ascadalia. It was being well spoken about the position of the horse and the way it weaved to flash home. Could this horse end up in something pretty good during the spring?
Definitely. She carried 59.5, and, it was quite a good run. She's shown sort of really good ability all the way through, so she's in the Oaks, and she'll either go to either the Wakeful or the Myer Classic.
Okay, the Myer Classic's in the mix.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think she'll get in with 50 kilos, and she's got a really sharp turn of foot. So the mares around look okay, but, there's no sort of dominant one at the moment. So, at that weight, it's definitely worth considering.
Certainly is. I guess you're in a good little camp at the moment when Set Square, it looks a live chance in the Oaks that you might be able to put the other one in towards a Myer Classic with that 50 kilos.
Yeah, definitely. The other horse is a lot sharper, and, there's been a few fillies. I think Moshin went through the Myer and then onto the Oaks. It can be done. She's a really clean-winded filly, doesn't need a lot of work or a lot of racing. She's a natural athlete. So, there's a bit to sort of work out with her heading towards next Saturday.
All right. 50 kilos, Myer Classic, 1600 into the Oaks. Geez, it reads all right for a nice little sharp filly. In saying all that, though, she's still learning a craft, isn't she?
Definitely. She's improved each time she's went to the races.
Yep.
We've only had her a short time, and when she came from New Zealand, but she's definitely got some nice ability there, and there's quite a few options with her.
today at Geelong. Marksmanship, a horse that you bought, and the runs for you have been pretty good, particularly the run in the Bart Cummings, kept sat on the pace and really fought on behind Who Shot the Barman. Goes to the 20, or back really, isn't it? Back to the 2400 today.
Yeah, he's done really well since coming to the stable. He's, you know, he was able to put three together his first preparation and get his rating up, and then he's been stakes placed twice this preparation, being one to Bart Cummings and first up in the Headley Handicap. So he's been a really nice addition to the stable. Today he's drawn well. He's an on-pacer. Kieran McAvoy goes on. Yeah, quite happy with him leading in. The only little concern is the quite a warm day, and he does have slightly better form when there is a bit of give in the track. So yeah. I'm hoping, you know, like it's come up a dead four and that this morning. Yeah, we'll just monitor the track during the day. He doesn't like it really firm. But, you know, in saying that, you know, it was a good three last start, and I thought he ran as good as he could on that surface.
Yeah, that was a good run, given that Flemington can dry out a little bit, can't they? I know they've watered Geelong yesterday at 4 or 5 mils went on, so hopefully that'll please you today. Thanks for joining us, mate. As I say, you've got a lot of nice horses. Our listeners are very keen to get an update, particularly after last weekend, and we wish you the best today.
No worries. Thanks very much, Andrew.